Good evening, everybody. Well, this technology is a bit scary. Before I give my testimony, thank you, Ruth and Tom, for yours. I just wanted to read a passage of scripture that I read this morning in my Bible quiet time that really spoke to me. And it's from Psalms chapter 16 and verse 5 to verse 11, and it goes, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth, and my flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore." And that's really true to me today. So I'd just like to share my testimony with you. Raised in a Christian family, going to church and reading the Bible was the backbone of my life from the time I was born. At the age of 8, I made a profession of faith, and a year later I was baptized. I remember doing something naughty once soon after I'd prayed that prayer, and I was told off, being reminded that I was a Christian now. This made me angry. Rebellion was in my heart, even if, on the outside, I looked like a model believer. For the next 10 years, I was as good a Christian as the next person, and even better, I always thought. I prided myself on how diligent I was to read my Bible and pray each day, and on how well I knew the scriptures. I was the cream of the crop. You couldn't get much better than me. Yes, I truly did want to please the Lord at times, and I couldn't imagine life without him, but those prideful thoughts were never far away. A few years after I'd made that profession of faith at the tender age of 8, I began to have serious doubts about my salvation. I remember lying in bed once, terrified that if I were to die that night, I didn't know where I would go. Heaven or hell? Both were very real to me. I cried out to God, telling him I wanted to go to heaven. I didn't want these doubts, and where was that peace all Christians were supposed to have? I managed to get to sleep, but the doubts still lurked. I couldn't bear this feeling of being so unsure for much longer, and one night summoned up the courage to talk to an older lady in the church about my doubts. She showed me some passages from the Bible and was able to reassure me. Over the years that followed, I continued to desire to please the Lord. I even ran a little Bible club for children and was able to lead many young girls to the Lord. However, the doubts would still crop up from time to time, especially when the subject of testimonies arose. I was never comfortable with mine and became increasingly sure that I had not truly accepted Christ. The more I thought about it, the more it seemed that circumstances and wrong motives had dictated that profession I made as a child, and that what I had managed to do effectively in the following years was push down my doubts and convince myself of the authenticity of my conversion. When my dad and sister recently professed to have received salvation after years of trying to convince themselves that they too were truly saved, it really knocked me about. All the old doubts resurfaced with a vengeance, and for 2 weeks I had no peace. I was miserable. I knew I'd come to a crossroads and felt the Spirit hounding me to get right with the Lord. Praise his name for that. I was driven to the point where I could stand it no longer. Thankfully, the Lord had prepared a good friend who I was able to talk to about all that was going on in my heart. She showed me many passages from Scripture, and we then kneeled down by the bed as I poured out my heart to the Lord, asking him to forgive me for my sin, pride and foolishness, and to have me as his child. What joy and peace followed, and it was a joy and peace that could only come from the Lord. No more doubts. And if they do come, I know that he that promised is true, and I don't have to believe any lies whispered by the devil. It is so good, really good, to know that I don't have to worry anymore. My salvation and my place in heaven is his problem now and not mine. If I didn't believe that this was so, I'd be calling him a liar, for he has promised in his word to receive all those that come to him believing and to never cast them out. And I'm so happy to be part of God's family and really excited to be proclaiming this publicly by being baptized before you all today. And before being told to do the right thing because I was a Christian angered me, but now I want to please my Lord and Savior by joyfully obeying him. Praise to his precious name. Amen. And if you do not have this peace and joy, there's no time to lose. I urge you to get right with the Lord today.